Hi, I'm Willis Kern. Thanks for choosing Sound Money on GLT, and thanks for listening to the Sound Money Podcast.
Support for GLT comes from Justin M. Boyd, financial representative at Country Financial, offering clients a one-on-one experience to meet all of their financial and insurance needs. Auto, home, life, business, and retirement options. More at facebook.com/JustinBoydCountry. This is GLT.
It's called the Institute for Financial Planning and Analysis, and listeners to Sound Money will recognize the name of the Institute's director, Edgar Norton, longtime a professor of finance at ISU, now heads up this Institute. Welcome, Edgar, and congratulations on your new title.
Thank you, Willis.
This Institute's designed to provide a tighter link between finance students and the finance profession. So up till now, what's been lacking?
Well, we've had an internship program where students could seek out an internship with a local company or go home in the summer and do a finance-related job and possibly get academic credit for it. But there hasn't been a formal mechanism, if you will, to try to generate more job leads, more opportunities for students. And let's face it, the students sitting in the classroom, an internship is nice, but maybe they're just kind of curious about what a future in finance might look like, whether it's financial planning or investments or banking. And so hopefully the Institute will be able to develop relationships again with area individuals. And so maybe a student can follow them for a day. That's called job shadowing. They can follow them for a day or two and learn about what it's like to do that lending job or investment job or a financial planning job or work with cash management in a company.
So what are some other ways?
Mentoring is also mentoring is a good role to play where, again, I just need some advice as to my career. My professor knows some stuff, but my professor isn't out there working it every day and hasn't had a 20-year career in that field. And so having someone who has the experience, who knows the ropes, who can recommend maybe company A over company B, or, you know, this career path is really attractive right now as opposed to this other career path, that can be valuable for the students as well.
So this is designed more for students to better market themselves in the job world after they graduate?
Well, to learn about opportunities, I think, in the general world of finance. There, you know, if you say I'm a finance major, well, there's a whole bunch of finance out there. There's banking, there's investments, there's financial planning, there's corporate finance, there's as well as the insurance field and such. And so this hopefully will give them opportunities to try out through job shadowing, through mentoring, perhaps through internships, bringing in guest speakers. We'd love to have a finance day, if you will, where we bring in a well-known person to talk about key issues in finance. The good news is I'm not reinventing the wheel here. In the College of Business, we have a fantastic set of centers and institutes. We have the Cady Center for Insurance and Financial Services. We have an Org Leadership Institute. We have a Professional Sales Institute, an International Business Institute. So really, we're a little bit behind the curve here in finance, and I have the luxury of seeing the best practices of my colleagues there and then try to develop a program that will benefit finance majors.
There's also the Means Center for Entrepreneurship. So how do you expect to glean the best practices from these already established organizations doing great work and pick the best ones? How do you go about doing that?
Well, I think one thing I've noticed is the relationship to industry, to industry partners, in terms of finding opportunities, not just internships, but also making our students more attractive to industry to hire once a student graduates and letting the student know about the opportunities that are out there. For example, if I say the word personal financial planning, all kinds of things might come up in your mind. You might be thinking stockbroker, insurance salesman. You may not be thinking about what a comprehensive financial planner does. They're not really a salesperson. They're a consultant. They work on tax issues with you, insurance issues, the big picture, investments, retirement planning, college education funding, estate planning issues. And so, you know, the typical student coming here as a freshman may not know that this is what financial planning is. It's a much larger field, and it's not selling stocks or bonds or insurance contracts to someone. And so letting students know about those opportunities, and whether through speakers or job shadowing, hey, you know, I like this. I might want to do this for a career.
So you've talked a lot about relationships between financial planning at Illinois State and the students, but there's also the relationships externally, too. The outside organizations that you want to build relationships with to not only create opportunities for students, but also create financial opportunities for the university as well.
Indeed. One of the first things on my checklist is to start putting together an institute roundtable of finance professionals, and hopefully those finance professionals would be willing to help out our program dealing with our students, helping them find internships, but also helping our program financially. It'd be great to offer scholarships to, at least additional scholarships to our finance majors, and give them a chance to help get their own financial house in order by the time they graduate, to lessen some of that debt load, and to reward students who might be going on into the financial planning or investments or banking or corporate finance areas.
And I suppose it's a goal, maybe not a short-term goal, but maybe a long-term goal, to have this be the ACME Institute for Financial Planning and Analysis, or insert whatever business you want there.
I'm thinking the Willis Kern Institute
myself. Well, I don't know that. Let me check my wallet here. Maybe next year.
We'll work on that financial plan.
Okay.
But yeah, a longer-term plan with this for this to be endowed, self-funded, and have program support. You know, there's a lot we can do in any business discipline, but especially finance, if we can offer the software. Students, just like in the communications program, they're working on real hardware to run a TV show or a radio program. It'd be wonderful to offer that to our finance majors. We do in some respects, but we can ramp that up to offer so much more.
That software and hardware doesn't just drop out of the sky.
No,
you have to go out and purchase it.
That costs money, and so that's something that would certainly benefit our students in the classroom and when they do their job search.
Edgar Norton is professor of finance at Illinois State University and now directs the new Institute for Financial Planning and Analysis. Edgar, as always, thanks for your time today.
You're welcome, Willis.
I'm Willis Kern.